AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will meet with families and also push for tougher gun laws in Buffalo, New York today. 10 people were killed in a white supremacist attack at a local supermarket. One of the family members is Joanne Daniels.
My sister survived breast cancer and 3 aneurysm surgeries to go to the grocery store to get killed.
The president and the first lady laid a bouquet of white flowers at the memorial of blossoms, candles, and messages of condolences outside the Tops supermarket. An arrest has been made in Dallas after 3 women were shot and wounded at a hair salon in the city's Koreatown neighborhood. Federal officials have launched a hate crime investigation. The FDA has authorized a coronavirus booster shot for healthy 5 to 11-year-olds. Voters in Pennsylvania and North Carolina will decide today whether to rally around former President Donald Trump's hand-picked choices for critical U.S. Senate seats. Democrats in Pennsylvania have a chance to pick up a seat in the Senate. Connor Lamb is running as a Democrat.
It's imperative if we want to change things, if we want to protect women's rights, if we want to protect voting rights, if we want to try to make the economy a little more fair for people, if we think that the rich and large corporations should actually have to pay a little bit of their fair share so that we can deal with the many problems we have in society.
Pennsylvania Senate candidate John Fetterman revealed he had suffered a stroke, but said he was on his way to a full recovery. In other races, Pennsylvania, Oregon, and Idaho hold primaries for governor. In North Carolina, Congressman Madison Cawthorn is trying to survive a Republican primary after a turbulent first term in office. Federal authorities say bus drivers and charitable groups were among victims who lost $5 billion from private investment funds, once worth $11 billion. Conspiracy, securities fraud, and obstruction of justice charges have been brought against the former chief investment officer at Alliance Global Investors. This is AP News. Hospitals that opened just before the pandemic are facing a financial crisis.
Imagine a state-of-the-art new hospital opening in an underserved area. Then the coronavirus pandemic strikes and costs surge. Bread-and-butter patients are forced to put off procedures. Then the government tells you you're not getting millions in pandemic relief money. That's the issue facing hospitals in Alabama, Kansas, and New Mexico, who say they aren't getting as much assistance because they don't have financial statements from before the crisis to prove how much they lost. At the Thomasville Regional Medical Center in Southwest Alabama, Operations Director Jody James has been working to convince the government to throw them a lifeline.
If we could get the $7 million or the money that we deserve, like every other hospital, it would make things a lot better for us to hire and keep nursing and staff.
Federal health officials say all 3 hospitals have gotten some money and no health providers are getting all of their losses reimbursed. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.